your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, October 20th, 2025. Gosh, I can't believe it's already fall. Here in California, obviously the seasons don't really change that much, and because I'm in Southern California, so we don't get to see the fall colors, which I still miss. You know, coming from the East Coast and living in Chicago for 30 years. So so even though the date says it's October, it's not really feeling like October, other than the fact that college football is on. So anyway, enjoy your fall, and let's get going today. Excuse me. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about here today, and one of the questions that I get frequently from traders is how do they control their emotions trading when other areas in their life are not running smoothly? So let's be clear here, first of all, folks, that you cannot control your emotions. And when I say that, a lot of you are probably rolling your eyes going, I control my emotions all the time. Yeah, you can push them down. You can think you have a lid on them, as a lot of traders say to me. Or, oh, I haven't thought about that in years. And yet, they haven't thought about it in years, and yet they're talking about it with me in a coaching session. So it is there. It's a part of your subconscious. Anything that's negative, anything that has negative energy attributed to it, any kind of event in your life, no matter what it is, no matter how little or how large, that energy needs to be deflated. That energy needs to be looked at now as an adult, as someone attempting to take profit out of the markets. That has to be addressed and deflated and de-energized, to use an old-fashioned word, before you can see 100% of positive opportunity in the market. Now, I say this because, as you know, as I've mentioned previously, I am a chaplain with the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. This is a volunteer position to give back to the community. I am on call 24/7 for critical events. When I say critical events, that means there could be a shooting, there could be a suicide, there could be a car crash, there could be someone who died and their family members found them. In anything that involves a tragedy. And now I've been an ordained minister, an ordained New Thought minister, meaning interfaith minister, for 25 years. I have seen a lot. Even before I started working with the Sheriff's Department, I began ministering to my neighbors on occasion. There was a neighbor who claimed to be a Vietnam vet, and that was his excuse for beating up his wife or, you know, killing his dog or whatever. And so I was called to intervene in these types of situations. Now, recently we've had several deputies that have died in the sheriff's department. Now, I didn't know these deputies personally, but they are part of the RSO, and some of my deputies knew these other deputies. They'd gone to the academy together, or they'd worked together at other locations. And so I had to be very mindful of the fact that even though I didn't know him, some of my deputies did. But overall, all of the deputies were affected, because it's not something that, you know, is a pleasant thought. I will share that one of the deputies committed suicide. Another one was killed when some goofball targeted him and rammed his patrol car. And, you know, then, of course, there's others that happened earlier in the year where they died in the line of duty getting shot. So when this happens, it's, you know, I'm on the job. I'm on duty. And I fulfill my oath to provide fellowship and whatever else is needed to the deputies at large that know him and his family, whoever's passed away. So with that said, that's a pretty intense situation. Again, I didn't know them, but it's intense because I'm part of an organization that is huge. You know, Riverside County is the second largest county in California. So it affects everyone in different ways. And being trained in being able to assess how it's affecting someone has really made me a better trader. Now, and that's why I'm sharing this. So in our everyday lives, we have relationships with different people. We have spouses, we have children, we have grandchildren, maybe we have parents, we have siblings, we may have coworkers if we're still working at another job while trading. So all of those relationships are an entity unto themselves. Your relationship with your spouse is certainly not the same relationship you have with your children. Your relationship with your coworkers is certainly not the same relationship you have with your parents. So these are all segmented into different areas in our mental environment. And so when one of those areas gets affected, we have to be very careful not to let that bleed into all the other areas, all the other relationships, and certainly not our relationship with ourself as we step into trading every single morning. Now, I will share with you when these two deputies, the last couple weeks, left us, I could not trade because after being on duty and doing what chaplains do to assist people spiritually during times of trouble, as well as good times, I had to decompress. I had to understand that it affected me, not as deeply, obviously, as the other deputies, but it did affect me because, you know, lives were lost. And it's not just about the deputy, it's about their family, it's about their siblings, about their children. And it's just an awful situation all the way around, especially because most of them are young, you know, under the age of 40. So my point being is because I've had this relationship with God for 25 years in a more distinct and intense way as a minister and being on scene for many, many countless critical events, I understand that when I come home, I have to have a routine to deflate that situation from affecting me to be able to go forward the next morning and trade. And this is no different than you guys having a fight with your wife or your husband, or being upset because your kids won't listen to you, or maybe they're a little out of control, or maybe they're on their devices too much. This will affect your trading. And you have to be very, very careful about this, not to allow what you're feeling toward these other members of your life to affect your trading. Now, like I said, I came home after these situations with these deputies dying, and I knew there was no way I could get up in the morning and start trading. Not that I was crying or devastated or anything like that. It's just that I had to be self-reflective. I had to go back and say, okay, how did I handle the situation at my station with my other deputies? Did I do everything I'd needed to do right? Could I have improved on anything? And this is exactly the same type of work that every trader has to do at the end of every trading day. So this is my point here in this segment, that I have created a trading workbook that's going to be out, I think, the end of this coming week on Amazon. And what it does is it talks to traders and helps them understand the need for self-reflection, especially if you have something going on in another area in your life that's not perfect. And, you know, life is life. You know, nobody's life is perfect all the time. And, you know, countless numbers of you traders have contacted me and said, I don't know why, you know, I had these drawdowns. And so I'll say, well, what happened that day or that week? You know, what were you thinking? What was going on? Oh, nothing much. Well, I got really ticked off at my son because he stayed out past curfew, and I think he was high when he came home, and we had a lot of words, and now he's not speaking to me. I'm just giving you that as one example. Okay, so you're fighting with your son, you're worried about your son. Of course, that's going to affect your trading. So you got to take these everyday moments into account, folks. I mean, it doesn't have to be as critical as what I do at the sheriff's department. It could be something as simple as that. Or, you know, your neighbor could be rude to you, and you're thinking, what the heck's the matter with him? And then you get up and you think you're going to make money trading. So this is what the trading workbook is about, the Disciplined Trader workbook. And, you know, there's going to be four sections to it, and we'll go on about it a little bit further. But you know, you're going to have to observe the market and write down your criteria. What is your criteria for getting in this trade? What's your profit and loss cap? Then there's going to be a journal section where you're going to write down what it is you want to accomplish that day with your trading. Then you're going to keep track of your trades. You're going to write down all your trades. Then there's going to be another section at the end of the day or the week, however frequently you use it. You're going to write down what you did well and what areas might need improvement. And then you've got a recap to see, you know, weekly and monthly what your profit and loss is average. So keep this in mind, folks. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life, little things, big things, that affects your trading. And, you know, I'm telling you, coming from me, I know that about myself. And so when I know I'm not 100%, I don't trade. And then I don't lose. No drawdowns. That's the goal. We'll be right back. Okay, so talking about the Disciplined Trader workbook. You know, I've talked about frequently about putting on our armor before we head into battle with the markets every morning. And I got a little pushback on that from some of you saying, you know, why are you talking like we're going into war? You know, it's not a battle. You just, you know, you put on your trades and, you know, we're there to make money. Well, it is a battle because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, what's the definition of battle? The definition of battle, you know, loosely translated, is there's a situation that needs to be addressed, it needs to be assessed, it needs to be defined, and then you have to step back and say, okay, how can I have the advantage in this situation? Now, there's plenty of heroes, shall we say, from World War II that were called heroes, and I know we've heard this before. And, you know, they may have medals of honor and purple hearts, whatever. But for those that lived through some gruesome battles, it was war. And very few of them that when they would allow to be interviewed, very few of these veterans said they were heroes. If anything, it was the exact opposite. Many of them, you know, got very weepy during the interviews and saying, I was scared to death. I knew I was going to die. And then they said, but something else took over, and I just fought to stay alive. So I can understand where you might come back and say, well, that's not what trading is. But it's exactly the same. You are entering into a situation where anything can happen at any given moment. Go back and look at some of these interviews from veterans from World War II or Vietnam or Korea. They'll say, well, you know, we knew where the enemy was. They were, you know, they were on top of this ridge, and we knew how many, approximately how many men were there. We knew approximately what their armaments were. And when the battle began, we realized we were outmanned, we were outgunned, and it was a problem. And it's the same with the markets. So if, and this is my approach, folks, I kind of tend to approach trading more like a military operation. And there's a really great book out there that you can get on Amazon or anywhere. It's by it's printed by Desert Publications. And I'm just mentioning it because there's a lot of good information there that applies to trading. And this one is the U.S. Marine Corps Scout Sniper Training Manual. Now, obviously, you know, I'm not a sniper. I'm not in the Marines. But it's a really good manual for traders to read about understanding how they need to approach the markets. I mean, you know, there's one section here where it talks about sighting and aiming. Okay, now it's about another subject, is about, you know, trigger control. But, you know, the effects here are the same. You have to get yourself, you have to get it, your own attention. Okay, you have to pay attention to what it is you want to accomplish. You have to motivate yourself to want to accomplish that goal. Now, as traders, obviously, we're going to have different motivations. And again, so I'm not talking about this stuff out of the blue here, folks. I mean, this manual has been around a long time, far longer, you know, than I've been in this business. But I came across, actually, somebody gave it to me as a gift. I don't know why, but probably because I like to target shoot. But so, you know, it has some really fabulous information. Then it says here, state your purpose and your main idea. Learn your objectives. Well, this is common sense, guys. This is common sense. So my point being is that if you don't know what your objective is, other than, oh, I want to take $1 million out of the market this year, you know, and even after all this time of me talking to you folks and teaching and coaching and traveling around the world, it's really mind-boggling to me that a lot of you traders still think that because you're listening to somebody on the internet saying they're taking 50 grand out of the market every day, whether that's true or not, you seem to think that you can do that too. Now, you may be able to do that, but certainly not without a mental foundation of doing what needs to be done, even just to prepare to trade. As I talked about earlier, you know, the story from On Spiritual Ground, the author is a retired lieutenant colonel, and he, I'll share it again, in boot camp, there was one guy in his platoon or whatever you call it. Sorry, I'm not that military. In boot camp, and this guy wore all of his gear. 24/7. And they really, really ridiculed him, probably bullied him. But, you know, they wouldn't have anything to do with the guy. And they just thought he was a nut job or he was crazy. So they finally got to the point in their training where they had a mock battle. And all the rest of them were so not used to wearing their armor. They were uncomfortable. They couldn't move. They couldn't focus on the objective, meaning winning that mock battle, because they were not prepared. Whereas this one guy who was used to wearing all that gear, and we're talking 30 to 50 pounds of gear, folks, not unlike hockey players, as Mark Douglas used to play. That's, you know, hockey players weigh about, wear about 50 pounds of padding. So since Mark, and I'll just digress a moment, since Mark grew up playing hockey from the age of four back in Michigan, it didn't matter. He was used to wearing it. So when he got on the ice, it wasn't a hindrance, just like any other pro athlete in hockey. So my point being is, when they were in this mock battle, the guy that had been wearing his gear 24/7, of course he won. He led them up the hill and, you know, took the flag, and the lesson was learned. So you have to have your spiritual, emotional, and financial armor intact every trading day. And the way to do that is to understand what it is your objective is, realistically. Okay, so when I mentioned a few moments ago about the guys from World War II saying, oh, you know, we thought we had all this information on the enemy, and then once the battle got started, we realized we didn't have any information that was correct. And so they had to reassess and do it on the spot in that moment. And it's no different than trading. It's no different, folks. You have to be able to switch gears in a blink of an eye and be okay with that. Because you have to really, truly believe that anything can happen. Anything can happen at any given moment. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with that. And I know we're not wired to do that just in regular jobs. You know, it's like you do this work, here's your job description, then you get this salary. Well, in the markets, you can be an absolutely fabulous analyst and still not make a dime. So, and I'm not going to mention any names here, but you guys know who I'm talking about, you know, because you've been working with me. So you have to understand that trading is a battle. It's a financial battle, but it's a battle no less. And you have to have the kind of armor on that all of these warriors had throughout history. I mean, if you take a look back at medieval times, what did those guys have on? They had metal bodysuits. I mean, that was their armor, because they knew that was what was going to protect them and also intimidate their opponents. Now, we don't necessarily ever get to meet our opponents as traders. The only opponent that we have is our own mind. Our own mind is the one that we have to win over. And how do you do that? With self-reflection. Self-reflection and writing down your fears, your thoughts, your anticipations, your hesitations, everything that you're thinking. That's what leads to becoming a winning warrior trader. And that's what I teach. And that's what my second new book, The Sacred Path of the Warrior Trader, is about. So think about this, folks, as we head into a break. And we'll have a lot more for you in the next segment. So hold on. Be right back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay. So the next thing I'm going to get to is something that's, you know, really important. You know, I talk about internet piracy on occasion, and with the advent of AI and everybody jumping on the bandwagon, this is just fuel for the fire of the internet pirates. It's just awful. It really is. I have seen such junk, such fake, false, misleading, awful junk about trading that is 100% AI generated that it boggles my mind. It boggles my mind that these criminals, and that's all they are, these criminals spend all this energy using AI-generated junk. Don't fact check it. Don't know if it's true or not. And then they set up these slick thing, you know, slick posts on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, and instantly have millions of followers. And I have to be blunt here today, folks. What is wrong with all of you? Why are you buying into fake generated information about trading and thinking it's the bomb? I don't understand that mindset at all. You either have to be really lazy or independently wealthy and don't care about drawdowns, or you just don't care at all. And you want the Holy Grail given to you on a silver platter. Well, let me tell you something. Doesn't matter why you're buying into it. The bottom line is you are buying into it. And I'm going to give you a really huge example. There was this guy, and I'm naming names now forward, guys. I don't really care. There was a guy that set up these fake AI-generated videos, Mark Douglas Secrets. And his name is Martin Suk, S-U-C. And first of all, he had an AI-generated alleged photo of Mark, which was not Mark. He had a fake made-up signature of Mark. He had a fake AI-generated voice saying it was Mark. Literally saying, "Hi, this is Mark Douglas coming to you from Mark Douglas Secrets," or whatever it was he was saying. Now, I didn't know this was out there. I am not sitting here spending my days going on the internet looking for piracy, okay? Maybe once a week or once a month, I'll get a hit from YouTube saying, "Hey, this looks like your stuff," you know, and then we get it pulled. Because I have to stay on top of it, otherwise it would be rampant. So I do like making a living from my books and my coaching, and it gets a little tiresome that all of you are jumping on this AI thinking you're getting the best of the best for free. Well, you're not. And I'm going to tell you why. This Mark Douglas Secrets guy, this complete criminal, was stealing my husband's name, stealing his signature. Well, it wasn't a signature, but it's a fake one. Claiming that this AI-generated picture was of him, and claiming that who was speaking was Mark Douglas. He was impersonating my husband, my business partner, my co-author. That is illegal in every single country that we have agreements with, meaning the U.S., okay? He had 250 videos, and he had over 1 million followers in 60 days. That is so disgusting to me that all of you traders think that that was authentic material, and it was not. I watched just three minutes of several of the videos, and it wasn't our material at all. Now, apart from the fact that I was outraged that he's impersonating my husband, my business partner, my co-author, I was very concerned and freaked out because the material that he was using, which was 100% AI generated, which he admitted, had nothing to do with our material. So you got to remember, folks, that AI does not create. AI searches the internet for anything sounding like it belongs to whatever you ask it to look for. Now, I could buy an AI program and say, I would like to get information on Salman Rushdie, okay? And I did this as an experiment. The author that's written some critical books, not about trading, but just about world events. And you want to know what I got? I got a mishmash of Salmon, because his name is spelled the same as the salmon, the fish. So in between maybe three or four words written by this author, I got salmon likes to be in the cold water. Oh, okay. So I guess I'm supposed to put that in an AI post. You know, Salman Rushdie likes to be in the cold water. I mean, this is how ridiculous this AI stuff is. Now, I know I've talked to a bunch of you, and you said, well, you know, I just weed out, you know, the garbage, and then I just listen to, you know, the main points. You don't know what those main points are. You don't know that we said it. You don't know that we wrote it. And I can guarantee you, when I contacted this Martin Suk and busted his chops and told him how much legal problems he was in, he said, oh, well, you know, I'll give you a percentage of the revenues. I wrote him back. I said, fine. Tell me how much. Let's get it going. Of course, then he wrote back and he said, well, you didn't create it, so you know, I get to keep 95% of the revenue. And then of course I hit him right between the eyes, as they say, and just told him what kind of legal problems he was in. I was coming after him. It didn't matter what country he was in. And I listed how illegal it was and how he could go to jail for quite some time for impersonating someone else and lying, saying that it's our material. Because those videos that any of you might have watched, I know for a fact that countless traders blew up their accounts because of that fake information. Now, this isn't sour grapes, folks, so please stop coming back to me and saying, hey, you know, it's out there on the internet and you can't stop it and blah, 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 blah. No, my job is I care about you guys. I wouldn't be talking about this. I wouldn't keep publishing new material. I wouldn't keep coaching you guys if I didn't care. I want you to succeed. I want you to be the most successful traders you can be without drawdowns from junk that you took off the internet. And I don't know how more clear I can make that. Now, you can say, well, what do you care? Why do you think Mark and I started all this years ago? We went through the same process as all of you new traders or newer traders or even traders who are stuck on a plateau. We went through all of that and we developed this material to make it easier for you guys to navigate through these types of drawdowns or boom and busts or plateau where you get stuck. I don't know why you guys don't believe that. And it's really sad that you don't believe that someone out there really cares. People out there that really care. There's a number of us. You know, you got people like Alexander Elder. You got people like Larry Pesavento on TFNN.com. You've got Perry Kaufman. You know, there's a number of people out there that really do care. They want you to be good traders. The late, great Van Tharp. I mean, my goodness, he gave his whole life, just like Mark did, to this industry. And just like I continue to do. So you want to embrace AI? Fine. But you better do your research and see who owns the AI, where is it coming from, who's managing it, and where are they getting the material from. This is what it means to be a trader. You have to research where you're getting your information from. You're going to go research to get a trading system, right? You're going to go research to find the best methodology for you, right? You're going to research the markets that you're going to trade, right? And yet you're going to hook up with some AI junk that you have no idea where it's coming from or whether it's valid and authentic material and information. That is 100% back on you. Now, I'm being very abrupt here today because it really pains me when you guys call me up after using these AI junk or these goofballs on the internet, and you blow up your account for the fourth or fifth time, your wife is ready to divorce you, your house is mortgaged twice, and you want me to fix it. And I will be honest with you, I will tell you up front, why didn't you listen to me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 weeks ago? Why didn't you listen? Well, you know, yeah, you didn't think I knew what I was talking about because I'm a woman. A lot of you. I know it's a man's world. I don't have a problem with it. But a lot of you traders out there have a problem with a woman giving you the truth. I get it. So you have to ask yourself, do I want to be right or do I want to make money? That's what it boils down to. That's the only question you have to ask yourself. Do I want to be right or do I want to make money as a trader? And when you truly, truly want to make money as a trader, then you'll listen to what I have to say. You'll come to one of my workshops. You'll take some coaching from me and you'll read my books and you'll reread them and reread them until you get your mind right. That's what this is all about, folks. Getting your mind in tune with your desires. You can say, oh, I want to do this. I want to make this amount of money. Oh, I want to be able to follow my rules. But that's most of the time, that's just lip service you're giving yourself. You don't mean it because you're still on the internet looking for the Holy Grail. You're looking for the quick fix. You know, the quick fix to becoming a successful trader actually can happen. But even deep down inside, when you're looking for that quick fix, you know, you believe you know it doesn't really exist. But it does. The quick fix is in your own mind. As Mark Douglas used to say, there isn't a thought in my brain that I don't allow to be there. Now think about that as we come up to the break. There's not one thought in my brain that I don't allow to be there. So if you have thoughts that you're not going to make it as a trader, that's your choice that you're allowing that to stay in your brain. Pretty deep. Deep thoughts here today, folks. We're going to take a break and we will be right back. Okay, so each and every morning before you start trading, you're going to ask yourself, what am I thinking? What do I believe about my trading? Do I truly believe I have what it takes? And then write down your answers on a pad of paper, not in your computer. We've been over this before. When you type in your self-reflection, your journal work, whatever term you use, about what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what your desires are. When you type it into the computer, you can edit it, you can make it look pretty, you can make it look nice, and then it no longer is your truth. When you handwrite down what you want to accomplish with your trading, that's in your own handwriting, and that's very powerful. Very powerful. Now, you might scratch something out, but you know that it's still there. You know what you scratched out. So that means, you know, you can go back and read that and see that that's what you meant. Being a successful trader consistently, sustainably, means you have to be honest with yourself. And I know for the most part, we all have a facade that we put on to society and maybe even our spouses at times and our friends and all that, you know, because most of us are private people and, you know, that's just the way things are. But you can't have a facade when it comes to trading. You have to be authentic, whatever that means to you. You have to be authentic to yourself, not to anybody else. You know, you can go and tell anybody you want any kind of, you know, fudged results you have as a trader. It doesn't really matter. I mean, everybody does that, okay? But, you know, you have to be honest with yourself. And if you're not honest with yourself, then you don't have your armor on. And if you don't have your armor on, you're going to be in trouble. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, and definitely financially. So, you know, just believe me when I say that I really care. All right. That doesn't mean I'm going to work with you for free, but it does mean I'm going to care and you're going to get the best material out there. This is the source where it all began and where it continues and it continues to grow. So if you want to become, you know, a winning warrior trader, then you need to be talking with me. You can reach me at paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290, 442-256-0548 for critical trading events if you're in trouble. And, you know, take a look at my website. I've got all kinds of programs. We have life coaching. We have dressing for success. We have coaching programs where you can have, you know, a single session or, you know, more, you know, sets of three. And I have the Stay on Track program, which is a 30-minute session. There's no exercises. It's just a 30-minute section. And that's, you know, pretty much just to keep you on track. Give you validity that, yes, this is what I'm doing, right? Or, you know, if not, I'll tell you what you need to update or what you need to, you know, review. So there's all, or we can create a program for you. All right. So then, you know, then we have our workshops. So when you're ready to make an investment in yourself, then you'll pay for your education. So, you know, my long-winded point here is you want to get free stuff on the internet. Good luck with that because you get what you pay for. And please don't come crying to me saying, well, I was looking at this thing and now I realize it's AI generated and it wasn't Mark and it wasn't you. And, you know, I've blown up my account. Well, I'm really sorry for you. So what am I supposed to do with that? And then you say, well, I don't have any money to pay you, but I need your help. No, 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 no. That's not the way it works. Okay? I'm sorry. I do not work for free. I like getting paid for my expertise. And, you know, I'm not here as your mentor. I'm not here as your pastor or your rabbi. I'm here working. So I'm going to leave you with another thing about AI. It was in the paper the other day. You know, there's all kind of lawsuits, especially coming out here in the trading industry, about AI programs providing fake information. And some big people are losing money, okay? Some big firms are losing money because they invested in these AI programs, and now they're realizing that AI is a bunch of junk. So now, and originally, AI was going to put security measures in where the information that the AI was gathering had to be verified. Well, not anymore, since it hasn't been regulated yet. It was in the paper that OpenAI Chief, I guess, what's his name? Yeah, Chief at ChatGPT, they're going to be relaxing those very agreements that they made. They're going to relax restrictions on all kinds of content to be able to post whatever they want. This was in the New York Post on October 16. Now, what's that tell you? What's that tell you about AI? What's that tell you about the corporations and the CEOs who own these AI programs? It means they don't care. They're in it to make billions of dollars off of your misery. And you better believe this, folks, just like with the crypto stuff. Okay? There was just another crypto thing, you know, last week. When was it? When was this? Yeah, October 15, $15 billion in Bitcoin seized from another scam. $15 billion. Maybe you guys ought to read the news a little bit. I'm giving you real data here. I care about you. I want you to be the best trader you can be. All right. So give me a call. There's the introductory call. It's not going to cost you that much. It's like $75. We're going to talk for half an hour, an hour. You're going to get a feel for what I can do and make the investment in you. It's time. It's time for you to invest in you and learn what it means to think like a winner and be one. This is Dr. Paula signing off for another week. We will see you in another 7 days. Wishing you a great trading week and God bless.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.